To put this event in the larger context of migration across the U.S.-Mexico border, we turn now to Wayne Cornelius of the University of California, San Diego. Wayne Cornelius, we don't know all the facts here, but let's take the basics. A trailer crammed with people from south of the border, something that, but for poor ventilation, one might imagine is happening any day in the Southwest?
Well, certainly there is a steady succession of these incidents. We tend to pay attention only when there is a mass fatality like this, but almost every day there is at least one death occurring along the southwestern border among migrants who are trying to enter one way or another.
How many migrants do people like you figure cross the Mexican border each year and, let's say, for the first time, come across to the U.S. and establish residence, say, without a visa?
We estimate that there are about 500,000 a year who actually make it across the border and establish some sort of residence in the United States. There are far more attempts at illegal entry. The Border Patrol itself has been making close to 1 million apprehensions each year in recent years.
And the total number of people living in the U.S. who've made that crossing, what do we think that is?
The range of estimates is somewhere between 7 and 8 million, according to most experts.
And if indeed hundreds of thousands are coming across illegally every year, they're resorting to such things as getting crammed into the back of a truck, say a trailer. That would be one way to elude inspection.
Yes. What we are doing is to herd would-be illegal migrants into increasingly dangerous areas, mountainous areas and desert areas, forcing them to cross irrigation canals where they are more likely to meet death through drowning. Both the migrants and the professional smugglers who assist them in these crossings have been induced to take greater risks because we have eliminated the easy entry options that don't carry much physical danger.
And the key date here would be 1993.
That's when we started this strategy with concentrated border operations, enforcement operations in El Paso, Texas, and then in San Diego, and then in central Arizona, and finally in South Texas.
Since 1993, have more people than in fact died at or around the border than used to die trying to cross into the U.S.?
Yes, the mortality rate has jumped sharply. In fact, in the Arizona and Texas segments of the border, the death rate among illegal migrants attempting to cross has increased by over 1,000% during this period. More than 2,300 migrants have perished since January 1995.
That's the trend on the border. What's the trend in terms of where the people are headed for once they manage to get across the border and come into the U.S.?
The same places, with the exception that there are many new destinations, especially in the south, the southeastern part of the United States, the Midwest, even in the Pacific Northwest and the New England area. But in terms of absolute numbers, more of them are still aiming for Los Angeles, Chicago, San Diego, Houston, Dallas, the same places where they have always been employed in large numbers.
Wayne Cornelius, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Wayne Cornelius is director of the Center for Comparative Immigration Studies at the University of California, San Diego.